Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Isaiah 5:20 says, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil." It's been nearly 3 weeks since the invasion of southern Israel by Hamas terrorists swarming out of the Gaza Strip, and although the attack was anticipated for some time, the magnitude and ferocity of the attack shocked everyone, including battle-hardened senior commanders in the IDF. Those of us who have friends and have spent time in the region sat stunned as images began to emerge of brutality against Israeli civilians that made the atrocities committed by ISIS pale in comparison. The blinders were ripped off, and for the first time the world saw Hamas for what it really is, a brutal terrorist organization bent on genocide. There was no denying what took place. The GoPros and body cams worn by the terrorists themselves recorded it all. There was no moral justification for what took place. Even if you believe the false narrative that Israel is an occupying force and members of Hamas are freedom fighters, there's simply no moral justification for brutalizing civilians, much less cutting the heads off of infants and toddlers. And what's even more atrocious than the attacks themselves is the level of support that Hamas is receiving from different parts of the world, including right here in the United States. In one large city after another, anti-Semitic protesters are chanting "from the river to the sea," which is a thinly veiled threat of genocide, meaning they want to cleanse Israel of every Jew from the Jordan River all the way to the Mediterranean. This level of blatant anti-Semitism has not been seen since the pogroms of Europe and the Nazi Holocaust of World War II. And the fact that it's right out in the open in places like New York, Chicago, and LA should make all of us sit up and take notice. The same mindset that calls Israel the little Satan and the U.S. the great Satan is taking root in the West. Large numbers of young military-aged men from the Middle East have been pouring across our wide-open southern border despite the denials of the Obama and Biden administrations. Now, given the events in Israel, administration officials are being forced to admit not only that enemy combatants can cross the southern border, but according to the FBI, they're already here. The same threats currently manifesting themselves in Israel and across the Middle East are also posing a direct threat to the U.S. homeland. Federal officials have admitted that lax immigration policy and a wide-open southern border have allowed terror cells to enter the United States. In short, the enemy is inside the gates, and it's time for us to take the threat seriously. Israel should be the wake-up call. If a country who recognized the threat and prepared for it could be caught off guard, what does that mean for countries that are calling good evil and evil good? Rather than labeling parents who show up at school board hearings as domestic terrorists, federal law enforcement should be closing down the border and looking for the real terrorists whose stated goal is to bring down the great Satan and destroy the United States. They are here, their sympathizers are marching in the streets of our cities, and it's time that we stop calling evil good. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.